inspired by the BC Lions logo displayed on their orange t-shirts for Truth and Reconciliation Day, September 30th, 14-year-old Isaiah Musescapo decided to sketch out a logo for the Edmonton Elks CFL football team during his art class at St. Thomas More Junior High in West Edmonton.
I drew an Indigenous version of their home logo. Mostly, like, I knew a BC Lions had a logo, but until I just looked at it and I was like, oh, I should do the Elks. So I did like a first drawing and like a pencil until I showed my art teacher, Miss Pakima, the drawing, and she said, like, oh, you should do a much better one and show it to she'll show it to the Elks. So that's what I did. I added a feather to it to represent for like the Indigenous children that the survivors of the residential schools.
And that's what Miss Pakema did. She sent it to Chris Presson, the CEO and president of the Edmonton Elks. The drawing touched him so much, he is going to put it on an Elks orange t-shirt. Isaiah had a meeting with Preston about his logo and the Elks bought it for $750. Chris Presson tells us why.
It actually really did move me in a way that I didn't think it would, because he did it in an art class. And his teacher's the one that emailed me and said, I have a student, he's in grade 9, here's the art he produced, here's why he produced it. And immediately, you know, just to be that aware and to understand and to have something that is educational for me that came from someone in grade 9 was really such a positive thing. And it's really, from that point, we talked as a leadership team as to what we can do and how we can benefit him and how we can benefit others from his work.
On a Zoom call with his teacher and Daniela Thabile, principal of St. Thomas More Junior High, Preston told Isaiah what his logo meant to him.
I just told him how proud I was for, you know, what he had done and what it represented and how it will impact people. And I told his teacher the day before that I hope this is the beginning for him of something more than just what he produced for us. And maybe it sheds light on giving, you know, kids in particular their dream again and helping them understand that, excuse me, although he didn't intend probably for what has happened to happen, maybe he's dreamt of being an artist, and now maybe we've helped him to realize that dream as a ninth grader, based upon his first project, which we're paying him for.
Preston says it's great to see young artists incorporating reconciliation into their art like this.
Anything we can do to continue to educate, to continue to reconcile the wrongs, and to express ourselves with words and through art, I think it's a home run every time.
Preston says the logo will be on the orange t-shirts that will become available for sale after October 29th. Some of the proceeds of the orange t-shirt sales will go to a charity of Isaiah's choice. He chose the Stollery Children's Hospital, said Stabile. She says Isaiah loves to play sports, particularly hockey.
He's a huge sports fan, loves to wear different jerseys. He goes to a lot of the Edmonton Elks games, but like big hockey fan too, and loves playing hockey. So it was just amazing to see somebody who's so shy and quiet be able to have this voice in the world right now. So it's been incredible.
Stabile is furthering Isaiah's artistic endeavors too. She approached him outside last week.
Hey Isaiah, would you be interested in making a logo for our school with the STM shield in it, just so that we could actually put it on orange shirts and then raise some money for the survivors of residential schools?
For Windspeaker Media, I'm Balika Kamakateo.